Tom Godfrey from Choice Magazine. Good morning, Tom. What inconveniences you? What do you hate doing?
Oh, look, losing my wife's car keys. It's the biggest inconvenience of my life. And in fact, I did it the other week. And two issues with that. One is you can't find your car keys. The other is that my wife lets me know every 10 minutes that I've lost the keys. And unfortunately, she then did find them in her handbag sometime later. Oh. So, yeah, there you go. So okay. It ended well.
It's official, 25 past nine, you take the award for the biggest inconvenience. That's well and truly going out of your way. Remember years ago, there was a natty little device where you could whistle. You'd put a thing on your key ring and it'd ring your keys?
Well, look, I think the tech companies have solved that problem now. You can actually get little trackers that you can attach to your key ring that locate them using GPS, which are rather nifty little devices. So, we now have one of those because it makes for domestic bliss in our house.
It sounds like it. Speaking of houses, renting in Australia, there are a lot of situations where there are often one side or another side and then shades of grey. But when it comes to being a landlord or a tenant, there never ever seems to be that shade of grey. And whilst a lot of countries around the world, people don't really mind renting. It's a choice, and they understand that they never ever want to buy their own home. I think France is one of those places where people love renting. But the nation's first national survey of housing tenants has revealed that renters in Australia feel they've got little security and lack the power to demand standard property maintenance. How have this been appearing on your radar?
Well, look, renting should be an affordable and secure option for a lot of people. At the moment, 31% of Aussies rent. And the issue here is it came up time and time again in our surveys of consumers that it was one of their biggest problems, whether it was the cost of rent or issues exerting their rights when something goes wrong. So we teamed up with NATO, great acronym, the National Association of Tenants Organisations, and National Shelter. And we conducted Australia's first rental survey. And what we found was widespread discrimination, people facing insecurity, poor quality housing. And alarmingly, if we unpack that insecurity, 83% of renters have no fixed lease or are on a lease less than 12 months. 62% feel they can't ask for basic changes. And the reason that is, when you dig into it, it's for fear of eviction or fear they're going to get a price rise notification. 50% experience discrimination, 50% fear being listed on residential tenancy databases. They're like the blacklist for bad tenants. And then, you know, 20% have experienced pretty common problems, leaking, flooding, issues around mould. And then this is one that I found particularly concerning, was that 8% of renters are living in a property in need of urgent repairs. And I just can't think of one other product or service where something is broken, isn't fit for purpose, and you have to wait so long to get these basic things fixed that can be potentially dangerous.
Tom, have they identified what an urgent repair actually is?
Well, these are things where it might be around the security. Maybe the doors aren't locking. Maybe you don't have running water. Maybe the toilets don't work. You know, basic things that you need in a house to make it functional. And I think the survey raised some very, very, very concerning things. And we took those to Canberra. And we're going to be working hard to get this on the national agenda, because at the moment the debate around housing is all around housing affordability and getting people into the mortgage market. But for a lot of people, now that's just a pipe dream. A lot of us will be renting for many, many years to come, and many of us may never make it into the mortgage market and own our own home. So we think it's important that we look at this, we analyse these issues, and alongside the need to make people or give people the ability to buy their own home, we want to make renting secure and affordable and make sure that people, when things go wrong, have the ability to exercise their rights.
Tom, here's a curly one. Tanya just sent me a text, 0418528535, and said, "Morning, Todd, really interesting subject. I'm a renter and the problem I'm having at the moment is the real estate agent is playing us off against the owner, and what she said is we need repairs done to the stove. We've contacted the real estate agent. The real estate agent saying we need to talk to the owner, yet the owner's not getting back to the real estate agent. They ring the real estate agent and they say we're doing all we can. We haven't got approvals from the owner." This is just a really grubby way to go about business, isn't it?
Yeah, look, that's utterly ridiculous. And I think if you jump on the Rent In Oz hashtag that's been going around on Twitter. You'll hear story after story like that, and some more horrific, some where people have been electrocuted and the like. I just think that it is a real issue in Australia at the moment, and something we need to sort it out. And it's absolutely not okay that you get passed between the landlord and the real estate agent. If there is an urgent repair that needs to be made, well, then they need to get in and do it. And I just don't think it's any more complicated than that. We need to have this discussion, and we're encouraging everyone to jump onto Twitter and share their stories on the Renting Oz hashtag, because what it has done over the past few days is just create a tide of examples, a tide of case studies where everyday Aussies are battling to get these basic things fixed. And, you know, from our point of view, that is a really powerful message to be taking to the policymakers, to be taking to federal government, that we need to urgently look at this area.
Choice is on the case. Tom, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries at all.
Mate, I'm glad you found your car keys as well. Always very frustrating. You know, 1988, I had my first flat. I was living in Nesca Parade, and I remember I had a problem with the door. And even when it was locked, if you just pushed on it, it would fly open. And I remember contacting my estate agent and telling him that there was a problem with the door. And they said, oh, you know, we used to live in the bush and we never really worried about door locks. True story.